Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is World Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. It's me, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I'm hosting solo this evening. Cousin Linda will join us on tomorrow and Friday. We're broadcasting evening time on Thursday and Friday, 4 p.m. on Thursday for Travel Thursday and Friday for Foodie and Fun Friday. Beautiful, beautiful, the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, such a beautiful, beautiful song. Yes, yes. Thank you, Peach to Be, for that wonderful rendition of Star Spangled Banner. Beautiful. Don't you all just love to hear it? Oh, wow. So the discussion is all about who's vying for the big seat, for the top job here in the United States, the president position. So that's the talk for today. Big shout out to worldwide listeners. Thank you for the love. Thank you for connecting. Thank you for connecting throughout social media, in person, throughout social media, exactly, here in the BTR community. Big shout out to the BTR community, owners, management, and staff, and my fellow podcaster friends. A big shout out to Pastor Dunn, CEO Jr., who keeps in touch. And the amazing fellow podcasters that usually, I need to open the chat room, that come into the chat room during the broadcast also. But thank you all so much. You know, the email is kulturenshokent_Beth@yahoo.com. kulturenshokent_Beth@yahoo.com. Thank you all that would love to bless the podcast with money. I like to simply say that money. $ BETHBTRUKULTUREISHOK. $BETHBTRUKULTUREISHOK. Thrice. $BETHBTRUKULTUREISHOK. Big shout out to family and friends near and far, of course, listeners. Big shout out to, I always love to shout out the top eight, because I see in my stats who the top eight are. And Turkey, big shout out. Of course, the theme song is for Charisma Z, my longtime social media friend, Facebook friend, who lives in Istanbul. a big shout out to another person, Turkish gentleman, who Cousin Linda and I love so much, Sabri Nusret. He and his staff shared an awesome Instagram live a couple hours ago. I was out of one Zoom meeting with my Avon coach, who's Maligros, Maligros Garcia in Naples, Florida, Millie. And then in between the group meeting, I see a pop-up live from Nusret, and it was amazing. Thank you, Nusret. You all share more videos. I loved it. Cousin Linda had texted me. She's on a teaching assignment. She'll tell you all. And she had texted me. Thought she was off work. And I'm like, I'm in between Zoom meetings, and I'm watching our man in Mykonos, Greece, having so much fun with his guests and his staff, having so much fun. He needs to bring not eating and dancing type of Nusret restaurants to the States, but so beautiful in Mykonos. So big shout out to he and the crew guests that dine there and have fun at the Mykonos Greece Islands. Because I was having a fun time talking in the comments and with them and everything, so I had to shout them out. But a big shout out to number two, Turkey, Finland, Canada, Bangladesh, Brazil, Romania, China, and UK, India, Nigeria. Those are Kenya. Those are other. They'll use me in the top 10 and sometimes in the top 5. And listeners here in Jackson, Mississippi, and Dallas, Fort Worth, my second home, in New Orleans, New York, Minneapolis, L.A., Miami, worldwide, near and far, wherever you are, if you're in astronaut working in space, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. Really, so grateful, have so much gratitude. And it is still my birthday month, and those of you that were born in the month of August, I'm thinking about Aries people. You Aries people, I accidentally said April. They shared a birthday in August. And it's still like Leo season, right? Leo season, it's almost over. Leo season is it over today? Maybe it's over. Is it Virgo season? So we're in the cross. So those of you that are born like on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, I guess you all are like where the signs cross paths and so on. I know our late cousin's birthday is on the 25th, Trent Phillips, late Trent Phillips, and another cousin's birthday, LaWanda Summers. Her birthday is on the 26th, and my late sister's birthday, Diane Williams Ellis, her birthday, September the 1st, and Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and his wife, First Lady Mrs. Emma Friday, their 34th anniversary is on September the 2nd. So, wow. So, I shout out them out, Powerhouse, because they're my prayer partners, and I'm going to shout out Cathedral AME Zion, also the church that I'm a longtime member of, Pastor Gary Adams Sr. and his First Lady, whom she is also Leo, First Lady Mrs. Denise Adams in the congregation at Cathedral AME Zion. I will begin in-person services real soon at my church I'm a member of and also the church that I'm a prayer partner with. So I just wanted to make a shout-out to all my worldwide prayer partners, Evangelist Perez in Orlando, Florida, Sister Christine Gordon in Virginia, and all the listening audience, thank you for your good vibes and accepting the good vibes that I sent to you. On Friday, Cousin Lynn and I, we're not only going to talk about so much fun stuff, and, you know, it's foodie and fun Friday. So call us and share some of your favorite recipes. We're going to talk about... I know we often talk about restaurants, and sometimes we talk about recipes, but we're going to share some of our favorite recipes. So chat with us, call in, email us, message us on social media, and share with us some of your favorite recipes on Friday, on Foodie and Fun Friday. So do you have your popcorn out yet? Your wine and your coffee? Oh, my God. I remember when I lived in Sherman, Texas, I had this awesome couple of Democrats. You know, you are, for those of you that don't know, I'm Republican, but I do. I'm not a straight down the line. I am a co-chair with no label, so it's all about Republicans and Democrats coming together. But I've been Republican since a child, but I do support openly my Democratic friends, and I do vote across the line. This past primary, I voted with my Republican Party. I had to. Those big, our primaries are big. I don't know why people don't get out and vote, why we have low turnout. But I can't vote for my Democratic friends in the runoff. So I'm praying for may the best candidate win in those elections. But it's all about us working together. It's all about the red and blue coming together and being purple. Big shout out to No Labels. Also, big shout out, we have a Mississippi State Leadership meeting on Tuesday, myself and the other co-chairs. So we have a meeting next Tuesday, and we're looking forward to talking, having in-person meetings, town hall meetings, an event with many of you in person. Not just Zoom meetings, but in person. So just letting you know, those of you that are interested, please contact us and contact the headquarters in D.C. or contact me, or I can Miss Alice Skelton. I don't have permission to say the other co-chair's name on the air, so I'm not, unless I have the green light to do that. But I hope you have your popcorn out, because I do. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, people that don't care. let's get this election season over with. It's going to be an interesting one tonight. This is our first Republican presidential primary debate. And wouldn't it be funny if Donald Trump showed up? I'm just thinking, because I hear all of his reps will be there, all of his people, all of his detail, all of his campaign manager. But wouldn't that be interesting if he showed up? I'm just thinking. But you all know let's see, how can I say this? You all know, and I missed him this past Saturday, but he's coming back to Mississippi. Mike Pence. Mike Pence is my choice. I know some of you are like, what? But yeah, Mike Trump has been my pick since before January 6th. I know I used to tweet he and his wife, and before any of this happened, I told him he should run for president next time. I will vote for Biden. He and Vice President Kamala Harris are doing, to me, the best that they can do, and are doing a good job. So I would, I would vote for Biden. I definitely would. But my person is Pence. I do like many other Republican candidates that are vying for the spot. But Pence have always been my top person. I have been a supporter of Chris Christie and many others that are running. And the Democrat side, I'm going to talk about the Democrat side too. There are some good people running too, but this is going to be an ongoing, this is the beginning of a conversation talking about in depth who's vying for the position. Not just the two parties, but also who's vying off position also. But I'm looking at a write-up from CNN, and you feel free to call in because I'm solo today. This is a commentary style podcast. Cousin Linda, again, is not calling in this evening, but she will be with us on Thursday and Friday. But I'm looking at an article from CNN. CNN writes that will front runner Donald Trump skip in the first 2024? But you know what? Also, if I was Donald Trump and I was in the lead the way he is, and I listen to a lot of the critics say, oh, well, I don't blame him. I wouldn't show up either. I'm leading so much. But if I was Donald Trump, I probably wouldn't attend either if I was in trouble or not with the law. But then I might would show up. You know? If I was Donald Trump, I would show up like whatever the latest time you can show up. My people will let the producers of the event know, and the powers that be, the RNC, let them know he's on his way. She's on her way. Fellas would get, well, but I think it's good for the remaining candidates. I know Chris Christie really want to debate with him. And Pence would love to debate with him also, I'm sure. I'm sure all of them would. But I think it's good to see them without his presence. And to not mention his name. If I was one of those candidates that's debating tonight, I would mention his name not once. Not once. Because look how many are competing. I want you the people, to know where I stand. If I was one of those candidates, I would want you to know where I stand, where my agenda is. My attention would not be on Trump, who's leading by a big margin. I will make my point to the people, and I hope somebody's listening. I hope Mike Pence people are listening. but I hope the people are listening, because it's important for y'all to listen to us too, we the people. We have some good ideas. We have some good suggestions. You know, you listen to us, the people you represent, you can get far, you know. But and that's on the local level and on this federal level, national level. Trump's name would not come out my mouth. But, of course, the moderator is going to mention Trump's name a lot. And so they will have to respond to questions that are pertaining to Trump. And really, the question should not be about Trump. The question should be about what's important to the country. And that's what No Labels is all about. Country first. Country before party. Country before politics. So really, the moderator should not base their questions on Trump. The question should be based on our needs, America's needs, the needs of the world. This is World Wednesday. What of the world needs America to do, to be. A lot going on. A lot going on. And stuff that's been going on way before President Trump became president. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of stuff that's been happening since he was president. Let him handle his campaign. Let him handle his legal situation. But we need to, on our needs, what's important to our country, what's important to the countries that we are in relations with, and that's the world. That's what we need to focus on, and that's what the moderator question should focus on the job market, on the economy, on housing, on the homeless, on babies, on senior citizens, on everybody, immigrants, everybody, border control, everybody, international relations, everybody. That's what the question should pertain to. The question should not be around Trump. Trump is not the world. Trump is a man that bleed like we all. I mean, he put his clothes on like we, I mean, he's a human being. And he, America was founded when? So we, in the world, what? World relations? So the attention should be on the agenda that is, what's your platform? Why should people even listen to them, watch this Republican debate? Why do you want this thing? What are you going to do? How are you going to help all the people and not just the people that voted for you or donated to your campaign? Are you for us? Are you for we the people? What's your platform? What's your agenda? I mean, there should not be any going on. But no, they're preparing for two questions about Trump. Our daily lives are not about Trump. Our daily lives are not about Trump. Our daily lives are about us surviving and thriving. Seriously, right? Right. It's not about Trump. Let Trump be Trump. Let the legal situation play out. Praying for those who were injured and died and their families on January the 6th. Praying for all who've been affected, whatever, through whatever these different cases are pertaining to. Praying for he and his family, his wife and his son and his children. Praying for all of us. Praying for America, praying for this world. But we got stuff. We have things. I know. I'm letting it out, you all. You know? we have climate situations going on. We have a lot going on. We have UFOs flying around. I'm just being serious now. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have mass shootings happening. We have a lot of domestic violence here in America. We have a lot going on. We have a lot of beautiful things happening too. And it's a lot. What we're doing right, we want to keep doing right. What we need to fix, what we need to correct, we need proper dialogue. And a debate should not be focused on Donald Trump. A debate, tonight's debate, the Democratic debates too, our debates, they need to focus on what's important. If you get in that office, how are you going to serve the people? The people that vote for you and the people that didn't vote for you. How are you going to serve the people? That's the question. And really, that's the question. What's your agenda? What's your platform? Oh, you know, just a couple words, you should be able to tell us what's your platform. What's your platform? Healthcare. What's your platform? Our economy. Our economy, the economic system and how it works. What's your platform? The job market. What's your platform? The housing market. What's your platform? The prison system. I mean, you should be able to let us know in a couple words, what's your platform? And then explain to us your agenda. And when questions come up, you should be able to talk about what your platform is all about, plans about regarding your agenda, and answer the questions honestly and with competence that the moderator asks you. I'm just saying. This is somebody who's loved history and civics and U.S. government since a child. My favorite subject. Could have graduated a year earlier, but I decided my senior year I'm going to take economics and government. Those are my only classes. That's my classmates. That's my teachers. Those are the only classes I had when I was a senior. So a lot of this stuff is high school government class too. For you, by the way, but I know I have many friends with many degrees on their names that can really, you know, dive in and talk about policies and politics. But I'm just saying, a lot of this is basic U.S. government, junior high and high school class, history class, U.S. history, whatever state you're in. Like, I'm in Mississippi, Mississippi history. So, you know, world history. A lot of this is like, okay, I remember this in class. Let's handle this. You know, so if you can't handle the position, I mean, you know, call off your campaign. Oh, and a couple of people didn't get in, so into the debate. So hopefully next time you all get in to the debate, but we'll focus on those that are in the debate. But again, get a popcorn and what I was going to say earlier, your coffee and your wine and your beer and your liquor or whatever you drink and eat when you watch debates. And what I was saying is big shout out to a beautiful couple that were my neighbors when I lived in Sherman, Texas in 2015, 2016. And oh my God, they were Democrats, but they loved me and I loved them. We were family. I still consider them family. I can't wait to see them again. Also, Joy Priest and her husband, John Peck. They were such beautiful people, them and their pets and their children. And all the neighbors went where I lived in Sherman, Texas, in the Texoma area, north of Dallas. But they were during the Trump and the Clinton debate, they would always invite me over. She enjoyed coffee, and the husband enjoyed wine. So I would be sipping coffee and drinking wine with the amazing couple, and we would just enjoy the debate like it was nobody business. So a big shout out to those that are having watch parties watching the debate. And again, you know, we're in full blown political season here in Jackson, in Mississippi. November is our day. I have my CNN story. It's trying to disappear on me. And also David Murray's on low volume on my television. Cousin Linda and our favorite news anchors. CNN states that with frontrunner Donald Trump skipping the first 2024 Republican presidential primary debate, 8 of his GOP rivals will vie to emerge as the party's top alternative to the former president in their first on-stage showdown tonight in Milwaukee. The two-hour debate is set to start at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It is hosted by Fox News Channel, with hosts Brett Baier and Martha McCollum moderating. CNN will cover the debate at CNN.com, including live updates and analysis, but I'm sure it'll be on all the networks. 8 candidates will be on stage, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, former South Carolina Governor and U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. I get text messages from his campaign and from Mike Pence's campaign. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. And I get a couple other texts, a couple others. Here are 6 things to watch in tonight's debate. Can DeSantis withstand the bright light? With Trump skipping Wednesday night's debate, DeSantis, who has polled in second place nationally and in early voting states among likely Republican primary voters all year, might wear the biggest target on stage in Milwaukee. After all, Trump remains broadly a popular Republican voter, which means attacking the former president could alienate broad swaths of the primary electorate. Instead, in something of a replay of the 2016 primary, many GOP contenders appear focused on first positioning themselves as the field's most viable Trump alternative, a status DeSantis now occupies. After a 19-point re-election victory last year, DeSantis entered the GOP race to sky-high expectations, but he has not lived up to that promise, stalling out in the polls while downsizing and reshuffling his campaign staff. The View panel had a good discussion this morning regarding the Republican debate. A strong performance tonight could steady the Florida governor's ship, but he already endured an embarrassing lead up to the debate when the super PAC, one he has unusually close ties after outsourcing a number of functions typically handled by a candidate's own campaign, in a memo advised him to hammer Ramaswamy and defend Trump if the absent former president is attacked by Christy. DeSantis distanced himself from that memo. That if a separate entity, I had nothing to do with it. It's not something that I've read, and it's not reflective of my strategy, DeSantis said Monday. But to me, each and everyone should focus on themselves. What do we say, y'all? Stay in your own lane. Each one needs to stay in their own lane. To Trump or not to Trump? That is the question. The former president's absence from the stage offers his Republican rivals an opportunity to introduce themselves and talk about their own ideas for the future on the biggest night so far in the 2024 campaign. Exactly. This is the first first debate. You better sell yourself. We were talking about the sell the sizzle and not the steak a couple weeks ago. Remember I talked about that? They need to sell what they can do and what they can do so they can survive. Don't be focusing and promoting. You're promoting Trump when you keep talking about Trump. Better promote yourself and to let us know why we should choose you. At least that's the advice from Scott Walker. Because you know what? There's a lot of undecided voters out there. Just like people do with these primaries. If people don't want to vote for somebody, they're going to stay at home. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And I'm just, you know, just talking, telling it like it is. At least that's the advice from Scott Walker, the former Wisconsin governor who shared a debate stage with Trump during the 2016 cycle for bound out of the race. The only person who changes your opinion about Donald Trump is Donald Trump, not any other candidates. Exactly. So stay in your lane and talk about you and your campaign and your platform and your agenda and why people should choose you so you can survive and try to get the nomination. Walker told CNN, sharing a bit of advice he has given to some of the contenders. If they waste time attacking him, they're doing just that. They're wasting their time. Exactly. But if they come out and have a breakthrough moment and have passion, credibility, and a bold agenda, it gets people worked up and creates a buzz. Exactly. He added, I'm not saying it will happen, but at least it gives them a fighting chance. The degree to which the debate still revolves around Trump, despite his decision to skip Milwaukee, also rests in the hands of the debate moderators. They have signaled their plans to try to highlight contrast between the Republican candidates, including Trump. While Walker believes at least half of the Republican voters are eager to turn the page, they have little appetite for attacking Trump. It's like attacking a member of your own family, he said. The Trump critics roll without Trump. While others might relish a debate without Trump, at least three of the eight candidates on stage Wednesday, Pence, Christie, and Hutchinson, have placed their criticism of the former president at the center of their campaign. And to all of you, shift it. Shift it to what your platform is. Shift it to your agenda for the people. I'm just saying, but you're probably saying, well, who are you? But I'm just saying, this is some good auntie advice. Shift it from Trump to you. and look how things fall in place. I'm just saying, Pence, Christie, and Hutchinson, Pence, who is the person, denied an opportunity to confront Trump directly. Their strategies are major question marks. Pence has staked out a lane of his own as a devoted ideological conservative and has pressed his rivals to take clearer positions forward of federal abortion restrictions, a position those cognizant of potential backlash in a general election could be a hesitant to take. But I understand why those three have him in the center. He should be a major part, but he shouldn't be the center. What's important for the people should be the center. And we all know he did you dirty, Pence. Yes. And Christie, we know, and Hutchinson, we know there are other things that you would like the people to know about him. But we want to know more about you all. We want to know about your agenda. We want to know more about your platform. And we can't learn more about your platforms and your agendas if you're always talking about Trump. The former vice president's own actions on January 6, 2021 could also provide totter to the Fox News moderator questions. Christie is perhaps the biggest wild card. He'll be the only candidate on stage Wednesday night who has participated in presidential primary debates before and has a history of getting the better of his rivals as Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Because he really wants Trump. Woo-wee! With the news stories I've seen, he's like, he's mad. We want to debate him bad. A South Carolina standout. Scott and Haley, the two contenders from South Carolina, are both searching for their breakout moment. Scott is a prolific fundraiser for his campaign team. He's been in big moments before, delivering the 2021 GOP response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union. And as the senator's only black Republican, he could help the party expand its growing coalition of non-white conservatives. However, he's also a happy warrior, offering the kind of optimistic message that can sometimes get lost on debate stages. Haley also offers the GOP diverse new leadership, where her campaign appears to believe her path to higher poll numbers. Runs through Ramaswamy, who has risen in the ranks in recent weeks. Haley on Monday unloaded on the entrepreneur and political newcomer, saying he's completely wrong for all his calls to reduce U.S. military aid to Israel. Ramaswamy, meanwhile, tweeted videos of himself practicing tennis and working out this week, describing those workouts as his debate. Are breakout moments even possible? Trump is skipping the debate, but he isn't seeing that spotlight. He's set for a pre-recorded interview with fired former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. It's expected to be released around the time of the debate. The interview will be released on X, formerly known as Twitter. And I had to create a new Twitter profile, you all. I know I have about three or four. My first and my second name, Bethany Collette, at Bethany Collette, Bethany Williams. Follow me, you all. Follow me. I'll follow you back, too. Then on Thursday, the focus will shift back to Trump as he turns himself in at the Fulton County Jail, the fourth such spectacle in recent months. Trump's campaign also sought to saturate the airwaves of his aides and allies before and after the debate. Formed the Trump campaign on Monday that they will no longer provide credentials to some surrogates of the former president to attend the spin room at the debate, since the former president is not participating in the debate. Trump, who will be at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, could also do his own grimaces from the sidelines. He said on his social media, Network True Social Tuesday, I will be very busy tomorrow night. Enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, in my stomach voice. About the front runner on stage, it's not clear whether breakout moments would even be possible. And if those moments do occur, the cloud Trump casts over the 2024 GOP race raises questions about whether any of his rivals could ride a strong performance tonight into a lasting momentum. Will anyone have an oops moment? It's live TV, you know. While the front runners have survived primary debates in recent presidential election cycles, those vying to emerge as their party's top alternative have seen their chances effectively dashed with poor debate performances. In the 2012 Republican race, it was then Texas Governor Rick Perry, which many of you know I supported him, Rick Perry's oops moment when he famously forgot the name of the federal department he wanted to eliminate. In 2016, Christie halted Rubio's momentum when he mocked his memorized 25-second speech about Barack Obama. There it is, everybody. Christie said, and Rubio repeated effectively the same line. In the 2020 Democratic primary, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren ended former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's hopes within a span of 1 minute, delivering a withering critique that culminated in telling the audience that nominating Bloomberg to take on Trump would be substituting one arrogant billionaire for another. Already, some 2024 Republican contenders are telegraphing potential debate stage attacks on rivals. Christie has knocked DeSantis in recent days. Haley released a statement Monday criticizing Ramaswamy. Whether any candidate faces the sorts of unrelenting attacks that have waylaid presidential hopefuls of cycles past, and now they respond to those attacks, could after the trajectory of the GOP race. So that was from CNN, and that was from reporter Eric Brackner of CNN. So this is going to be interesting. Get your popcorn, get your coffee, get your wine, get your liquor, get your milk, get whatever, your smoothie, your coffee. Get whatever you get when you watch the debate, or if you're having a watch party, because this should be interesting. And I hope that they let us know what's going on with them, not just talk about Trump. A lot of people have their minds made up about Trump. They're going to vote for him or if they're not. I did vote for him twice. I don't plan on voting for him again. So just putting that out there. And I don't talk, you know, I'm a political enthusiast. Maybe in the near future, I will, you know, desire for a job in politics. A job in politics. But I was trying to play this video that CNN have taken a long time to get revved up. But it's time to conclude the show. Scheduled for an hour show. See if I have any callers. And you always have somebody in the chat room chatting. My studio screen fell off. I'm going to put my studio screen back up. Okay. It usually fellow podcaster phone. So here's the birthday song for those of you that are August babies like myself.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's a great day. That's what we say. Happy birthday.
to August babies, Leos and Virgos. Happy birthday.
So, again, thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Please share with others. Please let everyone know that Culture Shock Entertainment Report is still on the air. Thank you for supporting it since March 2011 and working on upgrading it, but can't do it without your help, without your listenership, and without you sharing with friends and letting friends know, hey, I love this podcast. Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports on Blog Talk Radio, and also have expanded to Spotify. You know, Blog Talk Radio and Springer are together, and Spotify. So that's Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports exclusive. I will put a, and I said it last week that I will put a show up. You will get a show tonight or tomorrow morning. On Spotify, and if you can hear it on iHeartRadio. Thank you. Whatever way you listen to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports here on the site at BTR or Apple's podcast or your favorite platform, music and podcast platform, thank you, thank you, thank you. Working on making it very accessible to for you to listen to it any way possible on different platforms also, okay? So I really am grateful, again, for your listenership, for you reaching out through social media in person and all. Really am. And thank you for suggesting ideas and even coming on the show and randomly calling into the show and chatting in the chat room. Remember to email at CulturShockInc_Beth@yahoo.com, KulturShockInc_Beth@yahoo.com, KulturShockInc_@yahoo.com. Also, thank you for, if you like to send money in support of the podcast, big shout out to T-Mobile also. Thank you that I still have my internet service and my cell service, so I can work my businesses and work my podcast, you know, being the entrepreneur I am. Thank you, T-Mobile. Anybody that would like to sponsor, really appreciate it. We can collaborate and become partners. Really love that. So, again, thank you for your love and your support, the positive vibes and the prayers. Again, I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and it's always a blast to share with one another. God bless you, and let's enjoy the presidential debate, my worldwide friends and fellow Americans. Let's enjoy. God bless. God bless. America, God bless this beautiful, beautiful world. Amen. Thank you, God. beautiful, Star Spangled Banner. Thank you, Pixabay, for that beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you, worldwide listening family and friends. I love you. Thank you for loving me. God bless. God bless America. God bless this beautiful world. Thank you.